This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He got into his vehicle and he fired another couple of rounds through his side window, and I fired, when the window dropped, I fired another round at him again, and one as he was pulling away.
Wow, so people are still talking about what this man did, the voice you just heard there. And what a way to start America tonight. Let's start it with somebody who tried to stop something horrific and stop the madness of it, and that would be Stephen Wilford, who stood behind a pickup truck firing shots that you heard him describe there to put an end to the massacre at a church 40 miles outside of San Antonio over the weekend on Sunday. The 55-year-old, who's very good with a rifle apparently, is being called by the police a hero, because who knew what the rampage could turn into? He said he was scared for his own family that lived a block away. His instinct was to run out of his house after his daughter told him someone was shooting up the church. So that's exactly what he did. He said he didn't have much time to think when his daughter told about the shooting to him. He loaded his magazine, ran across the street to the church, not even taking the time to put on shoes. And when he saw the gunman, he exchanged gunfire. And he hit him. He hit him through the protective body armor that the killer was wearing. At least one of the shots, they know for sure, struck him. Speeds of up to like 90-some miles an hour. Eventually, he lost control of his car, crashed, and I think you know the story by now. He's dead in the car. He had 3 gunshot wounds, 2 from where he was hit in the leg and torso, the 3rd self-inflicted. And there's still those questions about why and how could this happen, and that's pretty much how the town is dealing with it. But there are plenty of people reacting to it, including Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. Here was his take.
We don't need politics right now. You know, I would note in New York we saw a terror attack just this week with a truck. Evil is evil is evil.
He's right. Evil is evil is evil. No matter how you slice it, you can talk about what you want to talk about with politics, but that's it. That is absolutely it. And then there was more reaction from people and what they saw in the town, and here's one of those.
This really happened to us. A small rural Texas town, a small Christian town, and like I said, it's going to be hard in the next few days, next week.
Yeah, it's going to be hard more than the next few days. It's going to be hard for a while, I think, to I don't know, there's no perspective you can put it into. There's no, I mean, any little thing that we say can be immediately, you could say that's baloney. So it's not even worth going there, right? I think that people reaching out is powerful. I think that's important. And I think that there are so many of us that realize that, who are sending notes, who are doing what they can. Because it's, again, a mind bender where you're trying to figure out what can I possibly say that makes any sense. And a lot of people, in fact, are being kind of nasty about seeing the Facebook post where it says, my thoughts and prayers and our thoughts and prayers, and people are saying that that's ridiculous. I don't think it's ridiculous. It's in the eye of the beholder and what they say. But anything you say, time heals all wounds, you know, pick a cliche and we can talk about it. Does time really heal all wounds, or do you just rectify, come to grips with rather, what happened, and you have to eventually move on. You know, in looking at these mass shootings, we still have 8 weeks to go in 2017. You believe only 8 weeks, right? But if we were to track the numbers, with now 26 people dead, mass killings this year are at 208. 208. And you can go back on this and look into past shootings of this decade anyway. Statistics that were compiled by, you know, looking at the USA Today did this, in fact, by looking at the FBI information. And I went back and checked that firearms are most often used. 77% of massive killings involve a gun. But the killers do use whatever's available from their hands, to baseball bats, to fire, to anything, whatever. If the other is not available, they think of what they can do in lieu of. And, of course, most are domestic disputes that go terribly wrong. The majority of cases are breakups, estrangements, family arguments that turn violent, often in the house. Just 19% of mass killings take place in public. I don't think that's shocking. I don't think that's shocking at all. But 57% of victims know their killer even if they aren't the main target. One in four is a close family member, a spouse, a sibling, a parent, or a child. Nearly one in three is under 18. I think those numbers are scary, but we would probably agree that that's where the numbers were by just doing a little homework on it, digging on it. Crazy. On the lighter side, you want to talk about crazy? The iPhone X has sold out in 20 big cities. So if you think the X is coming, check again. New York, Boston, Chicago, Denver, Houston, Dallas, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, San Antonio, Houston, Austin, LA, Phoenix, Philadelphia, San Diego, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Washington, D.C., and Albuquerque, Las Vegas, Charlotte, Raleigh, North Carolina. How about that? How about that? The Phone X just went on sale right Friday at 8 a.m. They started selling out by Saturday afternoon, all these long lines. A lot of tech people reacted by saying the lines were stronger than they've seen in years across Apple stores and rivaled the iPhone 6 first day buildup. The X. Anybody out there sporting the X? 855-266-5283 or flip me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. Hang with us.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Once again, here on America Tonight. Appreciate all the emails. We had a mailbag in our last hour, and I go through the mail anywhere I am and whenever I can. And I have some great news for the little show that could. I have a golf crowd that follows me sometimes, but they might have the night off. So check this out. KKGX 920 AM. Is adding the broadcast to our broadcast to its weekdays and Saturdays, the lineup. They're airing it. It's sweet. They're airing it Pacific time, 9 to 1 a.m. So how about that? Palm Springs, California. So thank you, new affiliate, KKGX920. It's really 9:20 a.m., but I like the KKGX 9:20 a.m., right? Radio is alive and well. I know a lot of people that listen to the radio, and for many of our other great affiliates out there, you know that, KPAM, etc., across the country. There are people listening, and this is why I believe the mailbag is so full, because whether you're listening live, listening to it later, whatever it might be, you're definitely paying attention. That's for sure. Let's put it that way. All right, I want to dive into something a little bit lighter. I call it news you can abuse. And I think we can all use some of that type of news, right? So meaning some of the absurd stuff, frankly, something that'll make you just laugh out loud or think it's incredibly silly and odd. Because we've had nothing but heavy, heavy, heavy hearts and news and the tsunami of ugliness that has been washed upon us, right? And I am definitely a person who likes to laugh. My mother, one of the cool stories, because she died 4 years ago when she came to visit me, I remember she saw this. It kind of looks like a shadow box. It's hard to describe, and it actually looks better than that. But there was a saying in it that said, creativity is not about perfection. It's about being wild and silly and downright outrageous. And she saw it, and she got it for me, and I love it. I have it right near me at all times. Like, when I'm on the air, I see it. And I think we haven't had time to be downright outrageous and wild and silly because of the heaviness of the politics that are weighing us down and these sad, sad situations like what happened on Sunday in the great state of Texas. So, I don't know, the absurd, the unusual, that kind of story definitely makes me laugh. And I'm always looking for those kinds of stories. So, how about this from New Orleans? The Louisiana Supreme Court justice decided to side with the canine lawyer's interpretation. And what the judge was asking was, did the suspect ask for a lawyer dog? Did he call a detective dog while seeking a lawyer? So the confession of Warren Demesme in a New Orleans case should be suppressed because he asked for counsel during interrogation. They say, why don't you just give me a lawyer dog? So check it out. Lawyer dog is where it went. I mean, are you kidding me? And this is what's been filed. So absurd, ridiculous, the Desmesme guy, no clue, no point of reference, but a hearing in his case is set for January 12th, and there is no trial date. Just whatever. Let's do it that way. The internet has exploded over that. Let's put it that way. Just exploded over those comments. Very odd, very strange. All right, what else is odd and strange or unusual, I guess? Let's put it this way. How about this? This happened a while ago. You know, flipping someone the bird is not flipping someone the bird. If they're famous or they have some sort of power, watch out. There was a picture that was snapped by a White House photographer traveling with the president when he left his golf course in Sterling, Virginia. And it went viral almost immediately. It was picked up all over the place. And late night talk show host started to joke about it. They kept calling this woman on a bicycle a shero. And it turns out her name is Julie Briskman. Her employer was a government contractor, Akima, and they weren't happy about a photo. What did she do in the photo? The 50-year-old mother of two flipped off the motorcade with the president in it. And that, of course, was just a huge internet sensation. So she was called by her bosses into a meeting. They said she had violated the company's social media policy by using the photo as profile picture on Twitter and Facebook. And they said, you cannot have lewd or obscene things in your social media. So they were calling the flipping off obscene. And she had worked there just 6 months. Wow. And she wasn't on the job when it happened. But Virginia, much like Texas, is an what they call an employment at will state, so employers can fire people anytime for any reason. Anytime for any reason. Wow. So who knew? And flipping off. I mean, there was even a cartoon where they had bicyclists and the hand signals, like for turning left, for turning right, for stopping, and then greeting the president. So it was, and that's why she put it on the profile thing. It was huge. I mean, huge. Because viral is viral. It's anything you do that goes viral makes it explode that much more. I mean, that much more to the unbelievable heights of fame, actually. That's what it is. Because so many people, so many more people are seeing your photograph, your video, and that's what happened there. So it became so well known that she put that as a profile picture, and it really, boy, the talk about that backfiring on you. Not even thinking twice, goes in, is called in, and they have a reason to let her go. Even if they didn't necessarily have to do that, they did have a reason. And she gave it to him on a silver platter. But I'm sure in the act of that, that's not what she was thinking. She wasn't even thinking that would happen. Imagine the photographer snapped the photo and then the woman loses her job. Wow. All right, and this one, too, really feel sorry for Jimmy Fallon, especially since I've been there. He was close to his mother. His mother died. So I just heard this even on the radio when I was driving around, that he wasn't going to have his show this week. And NBC put out a statement saying, "Our hearts go out to Jimmy and everyone else whose lives were so touched by Gloria Fallon's love, kindness, and support. His mother died at the age of 68. And a taping of the show had already been canceled last Friday, so he could be with his mother by his mother's side in the hospital." And, you know, Fallon said what we all say is when we lose close, or what versions of it we say when we lose close family members, especially mothers. He said in the statement he lost his biggest fan. So, yeah, that is tough. All right, coming up next, Meredith Elliott Powell, a conversation with her on why you should take responsibility. She puts it pretty plainly on what employers can do. Stay with us.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
To be joined by Meredith Elliott Powell, my pal, who was named top 50 business growth expert, one of them anyway, by Currency Fair, also top 25 sales expert on LinkedIn. She's got a great book called that just came out a while ago, Own It, Redefining Responsibility, Stories of Power, Freedom, and Purpose. It's all about business growth. Hey, Meredith, how are you?
I am great, thanks.
So here's the thing. I love the title of the book, Own It, Redefining Responsibility. What does redefining responsibility mean?
Oh, you know, that is my passion. Somehow responsibility has become a word that, you know, that people don't, they sort of shy away from. When I was first writing the book, my publisher said, you can't write a book about responsibility. Nobody wants to be responsible. And I said, well, that's kind of the point. We see responsibility as a negative thing, and responsibility is the ultimate path to freedom and control of your career and your life.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As you said that, Meredith, the first word that came to mind for me is blame, how the word responsibility and blame have sort of got lumped together. But even as you were just describing your conversation with your editor, and when I was looking at your book, I thought to myself, you know what? When you take responsibility for what's happening around you in your life and your actions, it's empowering. It's not it doesn't take you down. It actually builds you up.
Mm-hmm. It's the, you know, it's funny. I was just doing a program about emotional intelligence, and we were talking about, you know, the triggers that you have, the things that make you feel righteous or blame or things like that. And while that's really fun to get together with your friends or your spouse and talk about how everybody else is wrong, the problem is that that's exactly where you are the next day. It doesn't fix anything. And you give away your power when you don't take responsibility. And you said it so beautifully, Greg, it's empowering. You take it back when you take responsibility. And I'm just on a mission. I mean, I just want people to see it. When you own that, boy, where you can go and what you can accomplish is just unstoppable.
So yeah, one of the things that you talk about, let me jump in here, Greg. One of the things you talk about, Meredith, along those lines is you talk a lot in your book about employee engagement. And in fact, in one of your early chapters, it's a great title, The Sorry State of Employee Engagement. What do you mean by that? That employees are just, it's like an all-time low, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when I first started speaking, it is at an all-time low, and it's Gallup is predicting it's going to go lower. And what I think is so funny about employee engagement when I started to work in that area is that I kept working with leadership teams doing everything they could do to engage employees. And I thought, this is helicopter leadership, like you have helicopter parents. Like, why is it my responsibility to engage other people? It's a job. We pay you. You want to get promoted? Work your tail off. And I wouldn't be that harsh about it, but you know, we need to, as leaders, we need to create an environment where people would want to engage. But whether you engage or not, that's up to you. And I just, when I looked at it, I just saw companies spending millions, billions, quite frankly, doing everything they could to try to get people to stay. I mean, it got into spa treatment. It got into crazy stuff. And you know, people need to take responsibility for their own career. So the way the book is written is it helps leaders create the right culture, but it also says to an employee, it's your life, it's your career. Why are you waiting for somebody else to engage you?
I'm so glad you said that, Meredith. We're talking with Meredith Elliott Powell. Her new book is Own It, Redefining Responsibility, Stories of Power, Freedom, and Purpose. Because I have to tell you, I think your book title is one of the best book titles I have ever seen. Those four words, own it, redefining responsibility, you packed so much power into those four words, and you just said it. Like, if you're a company and you're almost bribing people to be engaged, you're not giving people something to own. In fact, it strikes me that you're actually doing the opposite. You're redefining responsibility the wrong way instead of the right and the empowering way.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you said that about the title. I should have had you talk to my publisher.
I'm always available.
Because I really felt about that, too. I mean, what I really started to see was a disservice. I mean, if you go to work someplace and they have the unbelievable culture where they're doing everything for you, then as an employee, you never really learn how to do it for yourself. Plus, you're stuck. If the company ever changes the rules, ever changes how they do things, you're going to feel like you've been wronged. And it just doesn't work. And so what I think really engages employees is a leadership who feels responsible to create a culture where people can thrive, but also a group of employees that have the tools and the skills that they need to take responsibility. Look, we've all been around long enough. If you get one good boss in your life, you're lucky. Mm. And, you know, you've got to know how to do it yourself.
Well, you know, what's interesting, too, is that, you know, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm thinking there's almost a trap or a catch-22 here for management and leaders, which is why you should pick up Meredith's book, because you could take what you just said and say, cut out the perks, and that's not the point. You have to deliver the perks in a way that empowers people instead of bribes them. You know, I'm thinking about my own visits to Google, for instance. You know, when you work at Google, the perks are incredible, but the amount of ownership that you get with your job is also incredible. So I think what you're saying with own it, redefining responsibility, is it's fine to give your employees perks. In many cases in Silicon Valley, you get the perks so you'll stay at work longer. But people are not staying at work longer because they serve dinner. They're staying at work longer because they own their job. They own it.
Mm-hmm.
And it enables them to continue owning it by not having to leave and go do trivial things like eat and get your dry cleaning. That's very different culturally than just throwing spa treatments at people, hoping that, you know, somehow you'll trick them into noticing that it's a terrible place to work.
you know, you're so right, Greg. I wrote an article that was actually published in Forbes not too long ago called Entitlement is Not Engagement. And it talks about exactly what you're speaking about. It's the fact that the perks need to be the icing on the cake. But if the foundation isn't there, then you're never going to really engage people. People don't engage for a spa treatment. They love that, and they don't engage for beer on Friday afternoon. They engage because they're respected, because they feel like they're heard, and because they feel like they have skin in the game and they're part of the action. And they feel like this company cares about them. My nephew just got a job for New Belgium. And he said something so interesting to me. He said where he had worked before, which I won't name. He said if I saw like a cigarette on the ground or something like that, I didn't worry about it because I didn't feel like that company cared about me. He said, but when I walk into New Belgium, there's a cigarette on the ground or a piece of paper. He said, I pick it up because I care about New Belgium because they care about me. Now, that kid gets a lot of perks. New Belgium is at the top of the list with employee engagement. But he feels cared about is the base of that.
Wow. So in saying all of this, if somebody really embraces this, Meredith, do you think that leads to business growth? Does that affect the ROI?
When I wrote the book Own It, it was the book that came out of Winning in the Trust and Value Economy, which is all about exactly what you need to do to succeed in today's economy. And when I speak about this, what I speak about is the fact that employee engagement is the only competitive advantage you have left. There's nothing you do. There's nothing you create. There's nothing you sell. There's nothing you can do that your competition won't do. So the experience your customers are having is the only thing that's giving you competitive advantage. And that would be so easy if you were the only person who interacted with your customers. But for most of us, we're dependent upon those people who work with us. So ironically, at a time when we need our employees to be more engaged than ever, the only competitive advantage you have. I think the companies that do it win.
Yeah, it's interesting when you talk about, you know, your only competitive advantage is your engagement with your employees. It actually reminds me, this is just an observation, it's not even a question, but it reminds me, frankly, of what was happening 30 years ago between Apple and Microsoft. The Apple employees were obsessed with the success of their company, and the Microsoft employees were not. I mean, if you watch, you know, I think Revenge of the Nerds, I mean, a large part of the movie is Bill Gates being upset because Steve Jobs' employees, you know, treated him like, you know, this figure on the hill. And it's funny how it sounds like nothing has really changed, and there's great lessons to learn today and from history.
And you know, the thing about it, too, is that you think about it's almost like that world of those two competitors, it's gone on steroids for all of us. Because in that day, I couldn't buy something anywhere I wanted to in the world. I couldn't sit home in my underwear and Google and have everything I need delivered.
That's an image I didn't need, Meredith. But
I usually talk about it being naked, so I feel lucky.
Thank you.
But, you know, so think about it. Think about it from that perspective. Most of us have the leadership skills that came about and were taught at a time when we could hire anybody we wanted to. And now the world is, you know, the kid sitting down the street, he can work in China if he wants to, right from his own home.
Yes.
Yeah, big difference, obviously. Hey, we have 30 seconds left. I want to wrap with this, Meredith. What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night is responsibility and seeing the fact that people see it as a negative rather than a positive. I want people to embrace responsibility, and I want people to learn to love to sell. You do those two things, and life is going to be good.
I love that. That's another conversation about learning to sell for sure. Meredith Elliott-Powell, thank you so much. Pick up her book, Own It, Redefining Responsibility, Stories of Power, Freedom, and Purpose.
Thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Dr. Joel Nitzkin joins us right now to talk about something that sadly, someone I know died because of their use of chewing tobacco. So how about smokeless tobacco and the fact that it could be healthier? And I know a lot of people have switched to that. Is it healthier or is it not healthier? There's a lot of questions surrounding it. So Dr. Joel is the perfect guy to have on. He's a physician in New Orleans, and we're thrilled to have him. Hey, Dr. Joel.
Hi. No, that's a good question. A lot of people don't understand it. First of all, with smokeless tobacco or chewing tobacco, a lot of the deaths that are attributed to smokeless or chewing tobacco, especially mouth cancer, really aren't due to the smokeless or chewing tobacco. Chewing tobacco, smokeless tobacco, and e-cigarettes all present less than 5% of the risk posed by cigarettes. They are far less risky.
Yeah, so what is smokeless tobacco?
Well, the term smokeless tobacco includes a number of products, the most prominent of which are chewing tobacco and what they call snus. Snus is a kind of moist snuff. It comes from Sweden, and here in the United States, it's usually sold in little packages with miniature tea bags that you place
Really? Oh, wow. And it's like talking about that healthier versus regular. So I've said this before, how many smokers even, I didn't address that, but how many smokers try to quit every year and fail, and is this a great alternative for them?
Yes, it's an excellent alternative. Now, no tobacco or no nicotine delivery product can be considered totally risk-free. The best bet is always never to start, or if you start, to quit entirely. But if you're on cigarettes, which is the most hazardous and the most addictive of tobacco-related products, switching to e-cigarettes or snus or even chewing tobacco will, number one, substantially reduce your risk, and number two, they're less addictive, so they'll be easier to quit. So you could use it as a transition to quitting entirely.
Ah, that makes sense. And you've been involved in tobacco control since the late 70s. Boy, so I bet you've seen a lot of different strategies that have failed and have worked. Do you feel like this strategy is a good one?
Well, I think this strategy really makes a lot of sense. Cigarettes are very hard to quit. And the success rate with the pharmaceutical gums and patches and lozenges has really been pretty dismal. You know, about 3% of smokers manage to quit on their own each year. And with one of these pharmaceutical products, depending on which one you use, that will increase the rate to 6 to maybe 9%, which means that even using them under the best of circumstances, 90% of smokers will simply fail and go back to cigarettes. Now, with e-cigarettes, particularly the ones that you can have custom made to your specifications at a vape shop, have a much higher success rate, and it's a whole different process. What you do is you use them as a substitute for cigarettes, and then you can step down at your own pace. A common process with e-cigarettes is to go in and get a high nicotine e-cigarette with a tobacco flavor and use it for a few weeks or a month or two, then go to a lower nicotine level with a non-tobacco flavor. And for many people, over the course of a year or so, they can wean themselves down to a zero nicotine e-cigarette and then quit. And snus is another very effective option. Snus has been available, you know, in Sweden for literally 100 years.
Wow, really? For 100 years? So they've had success.
Yeah, well, they've had success. And because snus use is so common, Sweden has got the lowest lung cancer rate in men anywhere in the developed world.
Wow.
It's less than half the rate of rest of Europe. It's well under the rate in the United States. And the same seems to be true of other tobacco-related diseases.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, these products are not totally risk-free.
Yeah.
But you can cut your risk by 95% or more by switching to one of these products.
Wow.
This idea that chewing tobacco and smokeless tobacco cause a lot of mouth cancer is really a myth. The data that Centers for Disease Control uses to, you know, promote that idea is from a related product that's common in India and elsewhere in the Far East and Africa that's sometimes called gutkha, sometimes called pan masala with tobacco. And it has a horrendous mouth cancer risk. But the smokeless tobacco products and the chewing tobacco that's been in a widespread availability in the United States since the 1980s really carries a very low risk. FDA recently released a report, this is just within the last couple of weeks, in which they tried to project the death rate from chewing tobacco in the United States, and their projection was 110 cases of mouth cancer.
Wow.
Per year.
Yeah.
And no other cause of death. Now, that 110 cases compares to almost 500,000 deaths from cigarettes.
Mm.
So it's a huge reduction in risk. And by the way, the risk for mouth cancer from cigarettes six times the risk of mouth cancer in somebody who doesn't use any kind of tobacco product. The risk from chewing tobacco attributed to, you know, to mouth cancer is under 1% increase compared to people who don't smoke at all or don't use any tobacco product.
Wow, that's fascinating. And what about the FDA? Are they misleading people about smokeless tobacco or not giving all the facts? Or in your point of view, what do you think's missing here?
Well, there is a history that goes back to decades where the killer product is really cigarettes.
Yeah.
But the custom in the tobacco control community hasn't been to tell people that they shouldn't smoke. It's been a tobacco-free policy where, you know, they say you shouldn't use any tobacco products at all. And in support of that, they've said things and required warning labels that give people the impression that the smokeless tobacco is just as dangerous as cigarettes. You're just trading a lung cancer risk for a mouth cancer risk. And that's simply not true. The cigarettes are as deadly as they claim, and the cigarettes even, you know, kill bystanders from heart disease and from an increase in cancer risk. And the deaths from all these smokeless tobacco products combined are so low and so hard to tell from background that they're not tracked by any federal agency.
Wow. Yeah, interesting to watch. I mean, in this country, as you said it, it has been such a tug of war. And I do think there is a lot of misinformation out there as to what people can do. As you said, there's nothing's completely risk-free, but what people don't know and don't understand. And it's a shame because it would be great for more of that information to be available, don't you think?
Oh, I certainly think so. And, you know, I'm really concerned about it. I mean, I think it's gotten to the point where, you know, this misinformation coming from tobacco control authorities is killing people. I mean, there are a lot of people who love to quit, who tried to quit cigarettes and been unable to. And if they could just switch to snus or chewing tobacco or e-cigarettes, and switch with the idea that this would be a way of transitioning, a way where they can satisfy their urge for nicotine while transitioning to total abstinence, that could save a lot of lives.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dr. Joel Nitzkin, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
I left a note on his dresser, and my old wedding ring with these few goodbye words.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.